Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Tzitzik 13. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Tesvav, Yevamos 15a, pagination is 29. We'll take a look, though, at the facing page. Yedalid Amud Beis, 14b, pagination 28, before we proceed. We're dealing with a important machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel regarding the application of Yibum when one of the co-wives of the deceased husband is a close relative, such as the daughter of the living brother. According to Beis Hillel, as we began in the Masechta, Litzrar, we group all the wives together, all the co-wives in one unit, and if one of them is forbidden to the living brother, they're all forbidden, there's no Yibum required, and they all are Mutaras Lashuk, capable of getting married to the marketplace, so to speak, to a different man, and they're absolved of their Yibum relationship, do not require Chalitza, the rejection ceremony. According to Beis Shammai, however, there is no concept of Litzrar. So the wife that's forbidden to the living brother is obviously forbidden. It's his daughter. He's not going to do Yibum with her. But with the other wives, the co-wives, he is supposed to do either Yibum or Chalitza. The ramifications of this machlokes are enormous. If you have one of the co-wives, who according to Beis Hillel, was totally absolved, according to Beis Shammai, requires Chalitza. And she's not supposed to be just marrying out into the marketplace, so to speak, to a foreigner without doing chalitza first. The flip side, though, is even more significant. According to Beis Shammai, Yibum can be performed. That means the living brother is going to marry one of those co-wives who, according to Beis Hillel, has been absolved of Yibum, and therefore remains a prohibition of Eshes Ach, the wife of his brother. According to Beis Hillel, this is one of the most forbidden of relationships, and according to Beis Shammai, it's a mitzvah to do so. So we were told that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel kept track of any rulings that they gave regarding these matrimonial relationships that the other disagreed with, so that they would never be machshil, they would never trick the other school of thought into marrying somebody that they held was forbidden to be married. We're told on by the Gemara on this page, L'lamedcha, you should know, Shechiba v'reyus noagim zebozeh. They had endearment and brotherhood between the two schools of thought. They were able to respect each other despite the enormity of difference in understanding the halacha that was between them. On the bottom of the Amud, though, four lines up from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri said, Heyach, how could it be? Halacha zu ravachas bi Yisrael. This halacha should be so spread out, so divergent in the Jewish people. How could it be such a thing that we're continuing this terrible difference? Na'ase kedivrei Beis Shammai. If you have a family that observes the words of Beis Shammai and they do Yibum, living brother, with the co-wife, Havalad Mamzer L'divrei Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, the child that results is a Mamzer, is the result of a terrible immoral relationship. Na'ase K'divrei Beis Hillel, and when you do the other approach, like Beis Hillel, and you allow the co-wife out to marry any Jew she wants without doing chalitza, because she's the co-wife of a forbidden woman, Havalad pogum l'divrei Beis Shammai, besides being prohibited to do that, but the child that results is pogum is going to be forbidden to a Kohen according to Beis Shammai. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri sensed that this is not going in a good direction. There is discussion in the Gemara whether Beis Shammai actually implemented going ahead and marrying the co-wife, which Beis Hillel, according to their opinion, would find so offensive. But either way, intellectually at least, the difference here is enormous. Said Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, Bo'u v'nesakin lohen l'tzoros, let us make a fix over here regarding the tzoros. Sheyu choltzos v'lo misyabmos, that from now on we should make sure we should administer chalitza, the rejection ceremony, and they should not do yibum. And implied over here also is that we should not let them go out to get married without chalitza. This is always the safe solution. You do chalitza, the rejection ceremony. If it was required, we did it. If it wasn't required, so we didn't do anything wrong. It's not like we did yibum and they lived together in a forbidden way. Chalitza is always the safe solution. So Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri said, let's make a legislation, and from now on, that's what we should all do. Beis Hillel, who says she can go marry anyone she wants without any fix, will agree to do chalitza, because you don't lose anything. And Beis Shammai will agree, no more yibum on such a woman, only chalitza. Says the Gemara, lo espiku ligmar as hadavar, they were not able to finish the topic, achanitrifa hasha'a, until things happened. It doesn't say exactly what happened, but they were not able to get consensus, cohesiveness, and implement this new approach. But, reflecting on this suggestion, the Gemara says it's not so simple to require chalitza moving forward. Amalei Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, it's going to have a ramification on the tzoros. If you drop down about six lines, Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, lo nitzricha, what's our problem? L'tzora atzma. One of the co-wives that already got married, ma na'ase. What's going to be? Hachi koma, this is what it means. Hanuch tzoros de Beis Hillel l'vei Shammai, hechi na'avid lehu. These tzoros of Beis Hillel, meaning women that were able to get married without doing chalitza because they were a co-wife of a close forbidden relative of the living brother, and according to Beis Shammai, they really required chalitza, they're already married. You're going to implement this new concept that everyone requires chalitza, that Beis Hillel is going to give in, so to speak, and agree they should have chalitza. What are you going to do about all the women that are already married from such relationships? And they didn't get chalitza going into their marriage. If you're going to change the policy, is it going to date back? L'chaltzu, if you require that they do chalitza, now that they're already married, mimasi agavrayu, it's going to become disgusting to their husbands. Their husbands are already married, and they think they have a healthy, good, halachic marriage. Now you're going to bring them back to Beis Din to do chalitza, it infers that something was wrong, and it gives them a presentation to the world. Excuse me, I'm her husband. What are you doing with her? V'chitema l'mason, and if you tell me, so the husband will be disgusted with what happens. D'rachea darche noam v'chol nusiva se'a shalom. It doesn't make sense on a shalom bias issue between husband and wife that we should in any way infer that there's something wrong with the lady and bring her back for this procedure. It doesn't make sense that that's what we're supposed to do, and therefore they did not agree that you should require chalitza moving forward, because it'll have bad inferences and confusion regarding the women that already got married, And really what we're saying is we paskin like Beis Hillel, period. And we don't need to do accommodation to Beis Shammai. We paskin like Beis Hillel, and that's the rule. Toshima, we learnt, the Omer Rab Tarfon. Rab Tarfon said, Ta'avni, I yearn, I crave. Mosai tovo tzaras habas liyodi. When will the case of tzaras habas, the co-wife of a daughter to the living brother, that type of co-wife should be presented in my bezdin? I'm looking forward to it. Va'asieno, and I will rule that she's permitted to go out to the marketplace to marry any Jew she wants without chalitza, according to the ruling of Beis Hillel and against the ruling of Beis Shammai that allowed Yibum and certainly would mandate, at the very least, that they do chalitza la'afuki mid Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri. And he was coming to tell you that he's ruling against Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri's solution. Again, Rabbi Yechanan ben Nuri wanted to make peace between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai and say everybody should have to get chalitza and that'll make everybody happy. But that's not the way we rule. We rule that Saras Habas is muteres, that a co-wife of a daughter to the living brother would be permitted, period. And that's what Reb Tarfon was describing, that he wished he would have an opportunity to rule like that publicly in his court. Yeshe Kolach, thank you for joining.